We're copying your ticker loud and clear. Also your voice.
Okay. Gordy, Gene, I'm going off the air.
Okay, Jim.
Okay, Gordo, this is CDR. You ought to have me all back up on the common biomed now.
Okay, Gino, looking good.
CDR, CRD is 17045.
Okay, got that.
LMP is 24150.
Okay.
This is Apollo Control at 185 hours, 40 minutes. And we're about 45 seconds now from reacquiring the command module on its 50th revolution of the moon. During this frontside pass, Ron Evans, aboard America, among other things, will be performing some landmark tracking using the optics equipment on the command module. This will provide information on the precise orbital plane of the command module. That information then to be fed into the lunar module guidance system and used in the targeting of the lunar module for liftoff and subsequent rendezvous with the CSM. On the lunar surface aboard Challenger, Gene Cernan and Jack Schmidt have completed suit-up. They're in the suits, unpressurized, without helmets and gloves on at the present time, and appear to be about 20 minutes behind the timeline. They've made up about 10 of the 30 minutes they were down, and it looks like they'll have no problem getting caught up about an hour and 15 minutes before liftoff. With liftoff essentially on time. However, as we mentioned earlier, the LEM liftoff will be about 1 minute, 10 seconds earlier than the pre-flight flight plan called for. Liftoff, based on the preliminary information generated by the flight dynamics officer, to occur at 188 hours, 1 minute, 44 seconds. And we'll expect to have the flight dynamics officer's final numbers for liftoff probably about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes prior to liftoff.
Down helmets and gloves.
Okay.
Okay, Gordon, we're going to press on, but don't let us miss 185.58 for the VHF check, will you?
Sure won't. We're watching them.
Okay.
Challenger, Houston, we're getting close to the bottom on descent water. We're expecting to have to switch to ascent water sometime in the next hour. We'll give you a call.
Okay, great. I cleaned them up for you. The morgue jack. Yes. Hey, Houston, we're box now.
Okay, and lots of
box. Well, quarter's on, but I don't think it's going to work. See if I got any more juice in here. I owe Don Arabian something. Wristlet covers. Dawn wristlet covers. Just came to the end of my grief. me a good time, because if everything goes the way it's supposed to, I shouldn't put on these EV gloves anymore.
But you use it in your Ivy?
No, I don't need it with my Ivy.
Checks on the suits prior to depressurizing the cabin and jettisoning about 45 pounds of unneeded equipment.
Okay, stay safe in that way. Pressure integrity check. Suit shall not be maintained elevated pressure greater than 5 minutes. Okay, suit gas diverter, pull the egress, verify. Gas, verify. Cabin gas return egress, verify. Egress, verify. Suit circuit relief, close. Unclose. Okay, we will leave pressure reg A. Oh, sure. Pressure reg B, direct O2, and we'll go up to 374 on a cup gauge, and then you want to go to egress on it.
Okay.
Okay, go on up. I'm in direct O2. Yeah, suit circuit's coming up. Circuit's about 7-2 now. Okay. It should be coming off the peg shortly. I'm off the peg, and I'm off the peg. You can stop it on your cup gauge.
Yep,
and
I will.
3-7. CDR drop from 375 to 360. Okay. Okay, suit circuit relief auto. Hold your ears. Auto. Suit circuit pressure decay to 4.8. Coming down. Depressed, but before we do that, I think we ought to get this VHF check. It's only 10 minutes away.
Sure.
I got a scratch on my helmet. Okay, Gordo, we're going to configure for the VHF here. Standing by for a call from the CMP.
Okay, that sounds like a good idea.
And we'll press on after that. Jack, you better make sure your volume's up. You're receive B, huh? I'm A off, and we're A off in receive B on the audios. Hey, what do we do once we hear him? Okay, when you hear him, go to
department, the first thing.
Get an NPR.
An NBHF. No, they need
a TR, yeah.
They want a transmitter voice range, an A to TR, and an A transmitter off. After conversation.
Okay.
So as soon as you hear him, you want the VHF A transmitter to voice range.
Yep, okay.
Is he gonna, he's going to try to lock up on us, I guess, huh?
So,
check out his VHF ranging, so we'll have to be quiet once we get established.
Coming up in about 2 minutes, we'll have a communications check from Challenger on the lunar surface to Ron Evans in America.
Open these suits.
Challenger, about 30 seconds to the con check.
Okay, thank you, Houston. Challenger, you're loud and clear.
Go to TR.
Okay, Ron, you're loud and clear. How do you read us? Okay, you were very good on B on TR. You're in the mud a little bit.
On A. Okay, I'm just transmitting duplex Bravo.
Oh, okay, that's better. You must have turned away from your mic. How you doing?
Okay, I'm doing great now. Stand up for you. I'm going to take do a little landmark tracking. I'm going to go over this time.
Okay. Okay, you at voice range, Jim?
Yes, I am.
Ron, are you going to do any ranging at all?
Negative on ranging.
Okay, senior launch clear. How's America looking to you?
Hey, outstanding, I tell you. It's a beautiful bird.
We got a beautiful bird down here. We'll see you up there shortly.
Okay, you're kind of fading out a little bit.
Hang in there and keep your probe extended.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go VHF off.
Okay, we'll see you when you just prior to liftoff then.
Okay, check VHF A transmitter off.
He's off. That's all you need to do.
Outstanding.
Okay, Challenger, you have a go from us for a deep breath.
Okay, stand by one. I doubt it. You might be able to. It's awful blurry, though. It'll be well sunlit up there. I doubt it. Okay, we have a go for deep press, Jack. That's 16 ECS. Kevin, repress open.
Hey, repress coming open.
Okay. Open. Why don't you watch your gauge, and I'm gonna...
Guess I could turn my VHF off of theirs, though.
Okay. I'm gonna open the forward dump to auto it to 3.5.
Okay, I'll watch.
Big call. Okay, coming down. Okay, that's 5, 4.5, 4, stand by, mark 3.5. Okay, verify, circuit lock up to 4.3 and decay. Okay, it's 4.5, stand by for the decay. Oh man, I gotta go get that water step select. Hold the 2, huh?